My name is Evan Johnson. I'm research manager at Agnition.
Okay, I see Agnition announced yesterday that it has launched Cummins for soybeans. What does a microbial catalyst seed treatment do for the seeds?
Our Cummins is an offensive seed treatment, where most seed treatments on the market today are put on in a defensive mode. They stay on the seed until something attacks the seed. Ours actually goes out from the seed and affects the rhizosphere to stimulate the microbes that release the nutrient that the plant needs as it's starting to grow.
Okay. And I see this is for soybeans. Does corn, do you have the same thing for corn as well?
We are in the development stage of a Cummins for corn, but right now it's in research. We haven't launched it yet.
Okay, and it's already being practiced in wheat, correct?
We do have a Cummins for wheat. That's where this all started. We had it's been on the market for about 3 years. We've had good success with it. So we decided to carry our technologies over into soybeans.
Okay. And we're the fourth in the nation here in Missouri on soybean production, so that will be good for our listeners to hear about. What else can you tell us about this type of seed treatment?
Well, it uses two of our patented technologies, our microbial catalyst technology and our ProCoat. Our ProCoat is a polysaccharide that sticks our active ingredients in our Cummins to the seed. We've seen great emergence in the field, quicker emergence, healthier plants, just a more robust plant that can withstand a lot more pressure. And there's always there's always stresses, I guess, during the growing season, and we're able to withstand those a lot better than the untreated seed.
Okay. And so how well has this seed taken over in your area?
Well, this is our first launch. We're just going commercial with it, but we've been in research for 2 years. We had extensive field trials last year, saw what we liked, and decided it was time to launch it as a product.
When you're doing the research, do you just research in your area, or do you have test plots throughout the nation to see if it'll grow in multiple regions?
Well, we start out with our formulation research in the lab to see if we can get it into a product. Once we can make a product in the lab, we bring it to our state-of-the-art greenhouse where we run it through a lot of research. We run tests on the different formulations, the different rates, take the different ingredients, run them up and down, see what the proper rate of each one is. We do many, many screening tests, and then we take it to our test farms. Last year we had three. This year we have five test farms. We also had producer trials across a pretty good area of Minnesota and South Dakota last year. This year we've expanded, we've gone to market, so it will be down in your area.
Okay. Has it been tested in our area, though? Because the trials during a growing season in Missouri will be much different from that in Minnesota.
Yep, I understand that. It has not been tested in Missouri, but we have no doubt that it will act the same down there. We aren't a micronutrient. We're a microbial catalyst. So we stimulate the microbes that are already in the soil to release the nutrients that you have, or to make better use of the nutrients that you put on through your fertilizers.
Okay. Is there anything else that our listeners need to know about this seed?
Not really.
It says Agnition is a brand of Ralco, a third-generation family-owned multinational company. What nations is it in?
What nations is it in?
Yeah, it says multinational company.
We're in 23 countries. We've got Ralco Latin America. We have Ralco Asia. We have one more. Europe. We have Relco Europe.
Oh, okay.
So we're pretty broad-based. We work on the plant division. There's five or six divisions to Relco. Our newest venture, and maybe if you wanted to look it up, we are going into land-based shrimp. So we've started an aquaculture division.
Land-based shrimp, will that allow other states that aren't on the coast to produce shrimp, I guess?
No, we'll be producing shrimp in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole nother story for you.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time, Mr. Johnson.
You think you can make something out of that, huh?
Yeah. I just wish that I could tell our listeners that it has been tested in Missouri or a region with growing patterns similar to Missouri.
Well, I do too, but but the mode of action is such that, you know, we stimulate the microbes. It's not necessarily, we have no doubt that it works. It works in western South Dakota on very dry conditions. It works in eastern Minnesota on good solid black soil.
The chemical in it that stimulates the microbe catalyst? Because microbes are a whole ecosystem of their own, really.
Well, it's a cobalt-based product. The rest is proprietary. But.
And that's good for the soil?
Yep, that's good for microbial stimulation that will release nutrients for your plant.